gorgeous. I'll be reading my essay. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I am afraid. Yep, that's it. Oh, you have questions? Oh, yikes, you're providing solutions and don't know what's what? Oh, you're afraid too. I guess we could chat a while. There is plenty contributing to fear and a total sense of being dread. Substation shot up practically county south of me, from systematic worker abuse to climate catastrophe, but make it everyone else's responsibility, except profuse corporate and overall state greed, extractive policies, and negligence. On the topic of neglect, barreling into year four of the COVID-19 pandemic, with other viruses vying for top spot, and the organizations and folks tasked with aiding mitigation, instead encouraging us to throw in the mask, and implementation of every preventative measure, while undermining the ongoing and long-term consequences. Okay, I'm done with my newsreel since I doubt I'm delving entirely into either. I'm not fronting, promise. These things are disconcerting, straight up terrifying, require transformative accountability, a whole nother essay, but they must be felt, not merely articulated as if what they stir doesn't live with us. Because fear is when shit pops, and even if you locate safety, your mind-body now understands its fluidity. Thus, it is also dread's vindication, my gut tripping, a persistence at the back of my throat, reconfiguring expressions, a disorientation of breathing, a discernment murdered by desensitization, a hesitancy with my intentions. Because dread is a disquiet that's taken residency, forget the facts, and keep them near. Thus, it is also the well-worn imprint of fear, a panic rendering masterpieces out of mishaps, a constant meticulousness about exertion and rest from existing with systemic lupus, in addition to the treatment-linked complication of avascular necrosis in my right hip, an apprehensive internal voice, keeping a ledger of every unnecessary moment, spoiler alert, they all are, spent in close proximity to others. I am deeply afraid, and processing a heaping pile of kindred feels. What does story help? And isn't this already a story? One incline at a time. I ask because when the pressure of my dread and fear surge to numbing, I remind myself how the tales I cherish move me to engage and root fully in emotions through conjuring spaces of whole witnessing, truth-telling imagination. Meaning, ain't none of this some foolishness fixated on overcoming, or naming without recognition that a good bit of the violence above is hitched to certain narratives, diffusion, and suppression. I'm talking about parting pages, up in the volume, fiddling with the pen or my keys to meet and explore the shape of what scares me, us. Being so, I commiserate with monsters, unwilling sacrifices for a false light, and learn the exterior origin of my unease with the vividness of my shadows. Airways reinvigorate, words transmorgify, shook but glad at conclusions, where haints resist exorcism, and essence a dismissal of their pain. I weep and don't surmount my aching, permitted to crash land me onto the altar of the supplest available horizontal surface. Simple and caremaker yearnings and honoring realities otherwise, liberated from a petrified fatalism by recollections, this miserable progress and brutality forward imitation of life is precisely that. Body twanging with sonorous perception, while wearing a hole in this dimension observing here futures in which mythologies are programmed into technologies, fabricated to erode and replace the protective encodings of our bonds to each other and our environs, I tap my intuition and reach irregardless. You're wondering what we do with all this. Obviously, I advocate for us to construct river homes around and out of our fears. I apologize for the sarcasm, especially assuming you're also holding so much. Remember those kindred feels I mentioned? One of mine is a searing anger I know to be the direct result of frequently pretending I'm not knee-knocking spooked by the way everything seems the residue of decent to stop supposed family from trivializing my concerns while claiming they're listening. Why I'm not about to play you or myself by concocting simplified so-called productive answers. However, from the immediate realm of leaving my house, primarily for my job due to more than faux socialization avoidance, I'm going to extend something else to you. Whether you're currently crossing the textual finish line, absolutely desperate for pause and connection, dreading what untended fear chokes off, or inundated by these feelings, dreading how we'll expand, ravel awareness, and feed other heaviness. Be tender, appreciate its power. Be mindful as well not to participate in harm out of truer designed hurt, dread, fear. I'm afraid, and trying to do the same. But mostly I'm just here whenever possible, in the living of now, and the different offerings open for me to experience through this honest dedication to presence. Settles palm on chest, then lays it on screen, within a breath.